Blog Talk Radio.
Lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth? That the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene into the affairs of man. Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God? Who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, hear the cries of your people. As we lift up our voice tonight, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we've ever needed you, right now is the time, right now is the time. Change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord.
what's first began in me, I surrender so your world can be changed. The change I want to see must first begin.
Of the world.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I am joined by my co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell. Deaconess, are you there?
Good morning, Pastor Melvin. Yes, I'm here.
Praise God. Well, amen. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Commanding Your Morning. Again, I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm joined by Deaconess Angela Campbell, and we're sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. Amen. Our scripture of focus, as always, is Job 38, 12 through 13 out of the King James Version of the Bible. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? This is the time of day that we walk in the authority of Jesus Christ, and we give our morning, our day, the issues of life and this world legislated instructions. Amen. Before we get started, please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and there you can leave your prayer requests throughout the week. You can post testimony, ask biblical questions, engage the ministry. You can keep up with ministry events as well. So again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, Commanding Your Morning. And as always, we're going to start prayer off with praise and worship. Amen. Father God, we just thank you. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. We give you praise today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We just praise you, Father. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. We give you praise, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We praise your holy name, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning. Father, waking us up in our right minds, Father. We just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah, Father. We praise your name this morning. We uplift and magnify your name this morning, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for getting us through another week, O Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise your name this morning. The glory is yours, Father. You are worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. We magnify your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Father, we remind you of our prayers, Father, for our president, O Heavenly Father, and his family, Father. Father, we remind you, Father, of our prayers, Father, for our head politicians, Father, the men and women of Congress, Father, in the House of Representatives, Father. Father, we remind you of our prayers for our governors, Father, our mayors, O Heavenly Father. Father, we remind you of the prayers, Father, for our judges, our judicial system, Father. Father, that they will always be fair. Father, that they would be surrounded, Father, by anointed men and women of God that give them wise counsel, and they are in receipt of that counsel, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we remind you of the prayers for world leaders abroad, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you, Father, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Lord, and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Father, we remind you of our prayers for our children, O Heavenly Father. Father, that you would give your angels charge over each and every one of them, Father. And Father, in this, in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our cities, in this nation, and all around the world, each and every child, Father, give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Hallelujah, Father, that every snare, Father, that they may have fallen in, Father, that you would bring them out, Father. Every emotional bruise, every emotional scar, Father, is healed right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that the enemy will not sift them as wheat, Father. The enemy will not have them as his own, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we just thank you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we pray for their parents, O Heavenly Father, that they will rear them, Father, in godly ways, O Heavenly Father, the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father. And magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you praise this morning, Father. Father, we ask, Father, we want to uplift marriages, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father, we pray that marriages are healed, marriages, Father, are saved. Hallelujah, Father, that there is reconciliation, Father, in marriage. Father, we bind up the spirits of selfishness, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father, we thank you this morning. We thank you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we're asking you to forgive us, Father, for any and all sins we may have committed knowingly and unknowingly, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We thank you right now, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Father, we ask you, Father, for deliverance, Father, of any situations and habits, Father, that do not, Father, line up with you, Father, that do not line up with your word, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father. Father, we this morning we remind you, Father, that we are redeemed from the curse, Father. That we are the head, Father, and not the tail, Father. That we are on top and not the bottom. Father, that we are blessed going in and blessed coming out. Hallelujah. Father, we are blessed, Father. In the name of Jesus, we are favored, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah, Father. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Father, we remind you, Father, of our prayers, Father, for Jerusalem, Father. Peace in Jerusalem, Father. Father, we remind you of our prayers for peace in Syria, Father. Peace in Egypt, Father. Peace, Father, in the nations of Africa, Father. Hallelujah, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, peace for those in India, Father, those that are being oppressed around the world, Father, for following you, Father, for loving you, for worshiping you, Father. Father, we come against the oppression against the body of Christ, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, we're praying to you now, Father, to give instructions, Father, to your warring angels, O Heavenly Father, to cease and desist any attack and oppression against your people, Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Give your warring angels charge, Father, to protect, Father, each and every child, Father, on this earth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, we praise you. Thank you, Father, we praise your holy name. Thank you, Father, we magnify your name. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you and praise your holy name. We uplift your holy name, Father. Father, we want to just bring to your remembrance, Father, those that are not on the line this morning, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Just, Father, continue to watch over them. Continue to keep them, Father. Continue, Father, to meet their every desire, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we remind you of our prayers. For fellowship with you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and magnify your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we remind you of the prayers we have prayed, Father, for our police officers, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, give your angels charge over them, Father, that they meet no hurt, harm, or danger. Father, let them perform their duties, Father, with wisdom, Father, and also with compassion, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We pray the same thing, Father, for the FBI, the CIA, Father. Let them operate, Father, with a spirit of compassion. Hallelujah, Father, with an anointing, Father, to carry out those duties. But, Father, let them perform those duties in truth and honesty, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Father, we remind you of our prayers for private industry, Father. Hallelujah, Father, that they carry out their business, O Heavenly Father, in the spirit of truthfulness, Father, honesty, Father, righteousness, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come against, Father, crooked backdoor deals, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, we pray that any and all crooked and backdoor deal, Father, the truth will be revealed, Father, swiftly. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you and praise your holy name. Thank you and magnify your name, Father. Hallelujah, Father. We pray for those that are seeking, Father, promotion, Father, on their jobs, in their businesses, Father. Father, for you say promotion doesn't come from the east and the west, Father, but it comes from you. So, Father, we're asking you for a promotion, Father. In the name of Jesus, prepare us for a promotion, Father. Hallelujah. Condition us for a promotion, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we uplift those, Father, in the body of Christ, Father, that are weary, that are tired, that are worn, Father. Those that might even be depressed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask right now, Father, that you renew their strength, Father. You renew their vigor, Father. You renew their hunger, Father. You renew their passion, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Those that desire help and need help, send them help, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Father, we remind you of our prayers for those, Father, that have yet to receive salvation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Help them, Father. Hallelujah. Father, that they might receive salvation, that their children and their families, Father, might receive salvation, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Help us, O Heavenly Father, your children, Father. Continue to guide our steps, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, just continue to guide us. Continue to lead us. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Father, as always, Father, we always give thanks, Father. We always pray and decree, O Heavenly Father, that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, Father, that you may grant and have granted us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation, Father, that gives us a deep and personal and intimate insight into the true knowledge of you. For we know you, Father, through the Son. And, Father, we pray that the eyes of our hearts, the very center and core of our being, Father, may be enlightened and is being enlightened, flooded with light by Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, your people, your children, and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, and far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. and you put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet, and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. So, Father, we thank you, Father. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for this deep and personal, intimate insight into the true knowledge of you. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that you have enlightened, Father, flooded our hearts with light, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we ask you to release the secrets of heaven, Father. Father, as it is written, O Heavenly Father, the things that are secret belong to you, but the things that are revealed belong to us, Father. So we're asking, Father, that you continue to give us revelation, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Let the power, O Heavenly Father, prove the word, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you right now, Father. And all these words, Father, that we have spoken, in Jesus' mighty name, Father, we decree them so. It is so, and so it is. In Jesus' mighty name, we say, amen. Deaconess, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Amen, Pastor Melvin. Father God, we just worship. We continue to worship today, God. We continue to magnify your name, Lord God. We continue just to love on you. We're so thankful, Father God, that you have enlightened our understanding, Father God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, God, that we can know the immeasurable riches of you, God. We thank you that you will show us great and mighty things that we do not know, things that are fancy. We thank you, Lord God, that we can come to you. We can come boldly before the throne of grace and receive mercy, and we can come to you and receive wisdom and revelation. God, we thank you. You said that we should ask. Thank you, Jesus. You said that you're a good Father. Hallelujah. Abba, you're a good Father. You said that if we ask for bread, you will not give us a stone. So, God, hallelujah. This morning we come asking. We petitioning petitioning you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We desire that your will be done in everything we pray on today and everything we petition you with corporately and individually. Let your will be done. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we thank you because we can seek your face and you will see. And you can tell us your will. You can tell us your thoughts concerning us because you said they are good and not evil to give us a future, a hope, and an expected. So God, we come before you, God, thanking you for the korabase, thanking you for that position, thank you for that relationship, thanking you that we can come and ask you, thanking you that your word shows us, thanking you that you can give us a confirmation. Thanking you, God. Thanking you for the position as your children. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We do come asking on today. Holy Spirit, Yenda
God, we thank you. We come Holy Spirit, seeking your guidance and wisdom even as we pray. We thank you. We have been petitioning you, reminding you, God, of the things that we pray, reminding you of your promises towards us, reminding you of, Father God, what you told us to pray for our governors, our mayors, our president, those in authority over us, what you told us to pray, surrounding us with your angelic help and protection. We've come praying, asking, and reminding you of the prayers for our children, God. And so right now, we Holy Spirit, we continue to give you free access and free reign. What's on your heart, that we will pray all that's on your heart, God. We'll continue to pray all that is on your heart. Thank you, Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, it's all about you, God. It's all about you. It's all right. Sunday. It's all about you. It's all about you. God, we thank you for our position as children of you. We thank you, God, because we can enter and stay in your rest. Even as we press into your presence, even as we desire to finish strong in this 2018 month, even as we are obedient into everything you told us to do. God, we thank you for the resting position in you. We thank you because of who we are in you, who you called us to be, our identity as your children. We can enter rest, resting from worrying about how we're going to do it. In the name of Jesus, we rest on today from worrying about how it's going to get done. Rest from our own thinking, our own wisdom, and our own way. We rest right now in the mighty name of Jesus from our own, our own desires, our own thoughts, our own will. We rest right now. We put the in the name of Jesus. We put down human reason. We rest from all the things that we think we know. We rest from it in the mighty name of Jesus, and we activate faith right now. Thank you, God. In the name of Jesus, we pick up faith right now. In a greater way, we rest from our own ideas and we press into what you're saying, God, in faith. In the name of Jesus, even as we believe you, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We believe you. We rest from our own ideas. We rest in who you are. And we press into faith, into who you say we need to be and what we need to do. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for rest. Thank you that we don't have to war and endeavor in our own flesh, in our own way. Thank you, God, for rest. Thank you, Father God, that we can lay things down, we can cast our cares upon you on this morning. Thank you, God, even as we've been warring through this year, praying, fasting, interceding for others, God. We thank you for the rest, knowing in you that those things, Father God, are bringing forth results. We have faith in you. We have faith in you. We have faith in your faith, God. We have faith in your faith that the things we have been warring through this entire year, rather than in and speeding it, that God, you are bringing them to pass. We rest from unbelief on today. We put it down. We put a rest to it. But we press into you in faith, believing, God, everything that you said will come to pass. Just the way you said it. God, I say that you will guide us through every part of it, that we don't have to make it happen. But through spending time with you, Father God, you will help us through the process. In the name of Jesus. We put to rest those things, and we rest in you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you for who you are. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We thank you for physical rest too, God. We lift up those that have had hard times resting. Sleeping, slowing their minds down. We rebuke racing thoughts. We bind the, we drive out spirits of mania and anxiety. We drive you out. Loose the mind in the mighty name of Jesus. Loose the minds of the people. Mania. Racing thoughts. Anxiety. In the mighty name of Jesus, we drive you out. The people of God will have rest in their minds. They are, hallelujah. They will have rest in their bodies. They will have sweet sleep. In the nighttime, we rebuke every night terror. We declare and decree dreams from you, God, that you'll invade their sleep. That they will hear from you. We dispatch angels around them when they sleep at night. That they can also rest in you. Physically, as they're resting in you mentally and spiritually, in the mighty name of Jesus. Abba, we thank you. We thank you for rest. That we can believe you. That we can flow in faith. That we can put down unbelief. That our bodies can be well. Rested. We can be delivered from things like anxiety, mania, and raising up. God, we thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for our position with you, that all these things are possible. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We know that there are things that the world would try to give us to cause rest. There are things that we would try to pick up to cause rest, but we put them down. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we pick up the things of you. We rest in you. Oh God, we believe you. We believe you. We won't try to make it happen. In the name of Jesus, we won't try to figure it out. We put a rest to that, and we rest in you. In the mighty God, Komanandabasa. Yekorabasandarabasi. Robo kosandarabasi. Yekeramomanarabasa. Yekababase koramanana. Yikarababase kandidoroboko. Yananababase kandidorobokosi. Roshe kananamamana. Worobananidiaste. We progress to believing that the way that the world wants us to do a thing will work. We put a rest to that and we rest in you. Rokanana, we have faith in you, God. If the world says put an extra zero on your taxes, we put a rest to that, God, and we trust you. If the world says, sell this, or do that, and I can fix it. Get this guy, get that girl, and it'll work. We put a rest to that, and we rest in you. We believe you, God, on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, we won't have any other way but the way you would have us to do it, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for your way, God. We thank you. We believe you. We believe you. God, we just thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for who you are. We thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you that we can rest in you and rest from our own way. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We thank you for all that you're doing and how you're doing it. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Father, we stand in agreement, Father, with the prayers that have gone forth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Again, welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Again, I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm being joined by my co-host, Deaconess Angela Campbell, and we're sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton. And please go to our Facebook page and like the page. Again, here you can leave your prayer requests. You can leave testimonies. You can engage the ministry. You can follow ministry events and things that are going on with the ministry. We can keep you posted that way by just visiting the page frequently. Amen. And our show is going to be a little short today as we have some ministry functions going on here in Chicago. So, again, we thank you for joining us. We love you. Please join us next week at the same time. Please, again, go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, as we are coming up on our annual prayer summit, which starts July 26th and go at 6 p.m. and goes to 6 a.m. The following day. So please join us for that 12 hours of shut-in prayer. You can stay on the line with us all 12 hours, or you can check in from time to time. But please leave your prayer request on our page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Leave your prayer request on that page, and we will cover those prayer requests as we always do. And until next week, we will keep you in prayer. Just know that God loves you. Bless you in Jesus' name. We'll see you next week. God bless.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen, Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be, Amen. Let the church say, Amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken. So let the church say amen.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church, say
Let the church say, let the church say.